2 days slow. I told you that butter wasn't good for watches, he said angrily to the March Hare.
It was the best butter, said the March Hare sadly.
Alice was looking at the watch with interest. It's a strange watch, she said. It shows the day of the week, but not the time. But we know the time, said the Hatter. It's always 6 o'clock here. Alice suddenly understood.
Is that why there are all these cups and plates? She said. It's always tea time here, and you go on moving round the table. Is that right? But what happens when you come to the beginning again?
Don't ask questions, said the March Hare crossly. You must tell us a story now.
But I don't know any stories, said Alice.
Then the March Hare and the Hatter turned to the Dormouse.
Wake up, Dormouse! They shouted loudly in its ears. Tell us a story!
Yes, please do, said Alice.
The Dormouse woke up and quickly began to tell a story. But a few minutes later, it was asleep again. The March Hare poured a little hot tea on its nose, and the Hatter began to look for a clean plate. Alice decided to leave and walked away into the wood. She looked back once, and the March Hare and the Hatter were trying to put the Dormouse into the teapot.
Well, I won't go there again, said Alice. What a stupid tea party it was.
Just then, she saw a door in one of the trees.
How curious, she thought.
But everything is strange today. I think I'll go in. So she went in. And there she was, back in the long room with the little glass table. At once, she picked up the gold key from the table, unlocked the little door into the garden, and then began to eat a piece of mushroom. When she was down to about 30 centimeters high, she walked through the door, and then, at last, she was in the beautiful garden with its green trees and bright flowers.